Earth, sky.
All mammals are initially born sterile, but we acquire bacteria from our environment throughout development. And the current thinking is that by the age of 2, we have come in contact or been associated with most of the bacteria that we will harbor for the rest of our lives.
You're listening to Sarkis Mazmanyan, a biologist at the California Institute of Technology, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. In July of 2010, Dr. Mazmanyan announced that his team had discovered a connection in mice between intestinal bacteria and multiple sclerosis, or MS, an autoimmune disease. All mammals, including mice and humans, have gut bacteria, up to 1,000 different kinds. These bacteria are necessary for digestion. But as Dr. Mazmanyan explained to Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl, scientists now think these bacteria might also govern general health.
In July of 2010, you announced in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences a connection between intestinal bacteria and the autoimmune disease, multiple sclerosis, at least in mice. What did you discover and how did you discover it?
So what we did was we took two groups of animals. One group of animals that had a full complement of their normal gut bacteria and a genetically identical group of animals that were completely sterile. So the only difference between the two groups is the presence or absence of gut bacteria. We induced the same disease in the exact same way in the two groups, and what we found were two very, very different outcomes. The animals with the gut bacteria, similar to humans, developed multiple sclerosis, or the animal model of multiple sclerosis, as it's been reported in the literature for 20 years. However, the animals that were completely sterile, even though they were genetically identical and manipulated the exact same way, did not develop any disease. They did not show the paralysis, they did not show the lethargy, they did not show any of the other clinical presentations of multiple sclerosis. And when we looked into the immune system of both groups of animals, what we saw was that the immune response in the brain and in the central nervous system between the two groups was very different. The animals with the gut bacteria had an inflammatory response in the brain and the central nervous system, consistent with disease. Basically, their immune system, as it should in that model, was attacking its own cells. However, in the animals without gut bacteria, in the sterile animals, that same inflammatory immune response was not present. It was not detectable in the brain and in the central nervous system. The interpretation is that somehow gut bacteria are inducing an inflammatory cascade or promoting an inflammatory cascade that leads to the pathology that's found in this animal model of multiple sclerosis.
And what's an inflammatory cascade?
The immune system, the immune reaction to multiple sclerosis involves primarily T cells. And T cells are white blood cells that circulate in our bloodstream as well as in our intestines. And what they do is they patrol our body for infections. And when they find an infection, then they respond in order to clear that infectious agent. So those T cells are basically our soldiers against infection. And what happens to those T cells in autoimmune disease is that they cannot distinguish between what is foreign and what is self. So they basically start attacking our own tissues, our own cells, our own proteins. And that's what we saw in the animals with experimental multiple sclerosis, was that that immune response mediated by these cells, that activation was present.
Does this cascade begin in the guts?
We do not know exactly where the initiation of the inflammatory response is. That is something we are studying. All we know is that in the absence of bacteria, that immune response is not present in the brain and the central nervous system of these animals with experimental multiple sclerosis. Now, where the cascade begins and what are many of the features of that inflammatory response will take much more research to determine.
Which bacteria are we talking about?
We don't know the exact species or the exact types of organisms which are promoting multiple sclerosis. But my hypothesis is that not all bacteria in our intestine are similar. Some are more inflammatory, meaning that our immune system recognizes them as being more dangerous, whereas many others are, let's say, innocuous or benign as far as our immune system is concerned. So there are certain organisms, and I'm not necessarily saying that they're bad in terms of their ability to induce an inflammatory response. What I'm saying is that certain organisms are just recognized a little differently by our immune system than other organisms, which are, let's say, in essence, blind to our immune system. And it is those organisms that we have to identify and understand how the immune system recognizes, how and why the immune system recognizes them as being a little more dangerous than other organisms that are found in our intestine.
Tell me, how does your work impact people who have multiple sclerosis right now? Or how will it, you know, let's say 5 years from now?
What it helps us understand are what are the causes of multiple sclerosis. And by understanding what those causes are, we can think about ways of manipulating gut bacteria to help prevent or ameliorate the symptoms that they're causing. In other words, if a patient with multiple sclerosis has a change not just in their DNA, but also in the numbers or the types of organisms in their intestine, and that change based on lifestyle, diet, antibiotic use, hygiene, what have you, that change in their intestinal bacteria is predisposing them to inflammation that causes multiple sclerosis, then one can imagine that in the future, we can manipulate the gut bacteria and restore that quote-unquote correct set of organisms that are not able to induce the inflammation that results in multiple sclerosis. So there's a growing hypothesis in the field that not all gut bacteria are the same, and that not all people have the same gut bacteria, and that somehow, in ways that we still don't understand, the nature or the composition or the organisms that are in our intestines may change because of, as we mentioned, diet, antibiotic use, maybe gastroenteritis, food poisoning, what have you. And as they change, they have effects on our immune system. So by understanding those changes, understanding what goes wrong with the organisms in our gut, what we can do is understand how to fix that problem.
You've been listening to Sarkis Mazmanyan, a biologist at the California Institute of Technology. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.